Home Services Marketplace, Urban Company, formerly known as Urban Clap, has concluded its fourth and largest employee stock options, ESOP, sale program worth $7.3 million, or roughly 55 crore, valuing the startup at $2.80 billion up from the $2.1 billion valuation it was ascribed during a funding round this June. And NBSP. The ESOPs sold by the company as a part of the current program were purchased by existing institutional investors, the company said on Sunday. And NBSP. While 100% of the vested ESOPs were eligible for sale, only 4.4% of the vested ESOPs held by current employees, and almost 10% of the vested ESOPs held by ex-employees, were liquidated through the current ESOP sale. And NBSP semicolon and NBSP. Urban Company has issued ESOPs to 940 current and ex-employees over the last 7 years. Close to 550 of these 940 individuals have vested ESOPs, and were eligible to participate in the current secondary sale program, the company said. And NBSP. According to the company, the value of vested ESOPs held by current employees at present stands at roughly 380 crore, with the vested options held by former employees valued at 390 crore. And quo, this is our fourth and largest ESOP secondary sale we have facilitated till date. Since 2017, we have facilitated approximately 100 crore worth of ESOP secondaries. In our experience, such liquidation opportunities strengthen the faith team members have in ESOPs as a wealth creation instrument, and quo, said Raghav Chandra, co-founder, Urban Company. And NBSP. Urban Company and quo's first ESOP sale occurred in June 2017, followed by the second ESOP sale in December 2018 and the third sale taking place in August 2020. And NBSP. And quo, we have focused on creating an employee-friendly ESOP program, with features such as an exercise price of 1 rupee, a linear vesting schedule and an unlimited hold period to exercise the ESOPs after an employee leaves the company, and quo, added Chandra. And NBSP, and NBSP. The secondary sale comes just months after Urban Company raised $255 million, led by Prisus Ventures, Dragoneer and Wellington Management earlier in June this year. The round valued the startup at $2.1 billion and also saw participation from existing investors V Capital, Tiger Global, and Steadview. And NBSP. The fundraise also included a secondary sale of approximately $67 million by angel and early investors. And NBSP. Post the funding, the company was exploring plans to ramp up its services in international geographies, with a focus to enter the Saudi Arabia and Southeast Asian markets. And NBSP. According to co-founder and chief executive, Abhiraj Singhbal, the company was also looking to turn profitable on earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation and amortization, EBITDA, level by the second half of next year, and targeting a public listing by 2023. And NBSP. Bal added he expects international forays to contribute to roughly a quarter of the company in quo's overall revenues by 2023. Currently, the company and quo's India operations account for up to 90% of its revenues. And NBSP. In FY20, Urban Company. And quo's consolidated loss widened to 155.17 crore from 78.48 crore in FY19. Revenue doubled from 132.04 crore in FY19 to 263.07 crore in FY20, according to regulatory filings filed by the company.